I miss Grandma so much. She used to tell me funny stories, and she would always plant a garden out front.
Your grandma is with Jesus now, and one day you'll see her again. You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, my name is Zach. It really hurts when someone you love dies. I wish that you would never have to go through something like that, but it will happen eventually. It's okay to be sad, but just remember this. God will heal all of your sadness one day. Just like it says in Revelation 21:4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. Our story today is called The Memory Box. Whenever Gabriella visited her grandparents, Grandma usually called her into the kitchen to help prepare a snack. But Grandma didn't call her today. Gabriella sighed as she rocked slowly in her grandmother's favorite chair. "How's school going?" asked Grandpa. "Okay." Gabriella looked at the wall where a picture of her grandparents was hanging. She closed her eyes tightly and wished Grandma would be standing there when she opened them. But that couldn't happen, of course. "You miss Grandpa, don't you?" Grandpa asked quietly. A tear slid down Gabriella's cheek. "I miss her too," said Grandpa. "Sometimes I want to call out to her to talk with her. It's hard to accept the fact that she isn't here anymore." He opened the drawer of a table and pulled out a box. "When I feel especially sad, I look through this memory box. As each picture or item brings back memories, I thank God for the special times and the ordinary ones I could spend with Grandma." Grandpa held out the box and Gabriella took it. "Oh, here's a picture of Grandma planting flowers out front," Gabriella said. "And here's one I drew of them." Gabriella and Grandpa talked a little bit about the lovely garden Grandma had each year. "Shall we thank God for that?" asked Grandpa. Gabriella nodded, and Grandpa prayed, "Jesus, thank you so much for Grandma and for the time you allowed us to share with her. Thank you for the memory of the beautiful gardens she planted. We miss her so much, but we know she's with you now. We thank you for that, too, and for the hope we have, knowing we'll see Grandma again one day when you raise all those who know you from the dead. Help us remember that you are with us, and give us strength and comfort." A few tears wet Grandpa's face, and he hugged Gabriella very tightly. "I have an idea," said Gabriella. She went to the kitchen, and Grandpa followed. He smiled as she began putting crackers and cheese on a plate, just like Grandma used to do. "Grandma used to tell funny stories when we were in the kitchen together," Gabriella said with a grin. "The funniest one was about how she met you." She giggled and gave Grandpa a hug. "I'll tell you what she said. So how about you? Has someone that you love died? Even when you know they're with Jesus, you'll still feel sad and miss them. Tell Jesus about it. He understands your pain. Look forward to the day when you'll be reunited with loved ones and Jesus will get rid of sin, pain, and death forever. In the meantime, thank God for the good memories you have of that person and the happy times you shared." Once again, our key verse from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 4. "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain." And our key thought today, thank God for happy memories. If you want an easy way to make Keys for Kids a part of your everyday, you can listen on Amazon Alexa. Tune in wherever you have an Echo device, like at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.